From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he did not record his conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. Comey has said the president urged him to curb the agency's investigation into Russia's meddling into the 2016 presidential election, which Trump denies. Trump wrote on Twitter, "I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings." The tweet ended weeks of uncertainty about whether the president had installed a White House taping system and recorded two private conversations he had with Comey. White House Deputy Chief Spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said when asked why the president waited 41 days to clarify there were no tapes of his conversations with Comey, she said, "You guys asked for an answer. You have one."
I think it was pretty clear in that original statement that he hoped for his sake, and that was, I think, the very intention. And he's laid out his position on whether or not he personally was involved in that in his tweet today.
The tweet ended weeks of uncertainty about the recordings. Protesters and Bolivarian National Guardsmen clashed Thursday in Caracas, Venezuela. Bolivarian National Police were seen taking aim and shooting at a protester as he came closer to the Carlota Air Base. His condition is currently unknown. Police could be seen also launching tear gas at protesters in an attempt to disperse crowds in other streets in Venezuela. Violent ongoing clashes against the government of President Nicolas Maduro have claimed the lives of 74 people. This is VOA News. United Nations reports about one quarter of a billion people used drugs in 2015, and of these, about 29.5 million suffered from drug use disorders, including addiction. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Office of Drug and Crime has launched its World Drug Report 2017.
The report says opioids, including heroin, are the most harmful drug type, accounting for 70% of drug-linked health problems worldwide. Of the 12 million people who inject drugs worldwide, the report finds 1 in 8, or 1.6 million people, are living with HIV, despite the many health problems afflicting drug users. The report by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime finds only 1 in 6 people seeking help have access to drug treatment programs. Deputy Executive Director of UNOD, Aldo Lale Demo, says many countries prefer to deal with drug problems by throwing users in prison.
The standard of care which is provided to those who are incarcerated should be equivalent to the care received by those outside the prison system.
The report notes amphetamine use also accounts for a large share of the disease burden globally. The report says organized crime groups are reaping huge profits from the multi-billion dollar drug trade. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Chilean equivalent of the FBI has declassified World War II era files that show Nazi agents in the South American country's main port of Valparaiso plotted to destroy the Panama Canal. According to the files released by Chile's Investigations Police, the force's counterintelligence unit thwarted the plan after it detained the people leading it in Valparaiso. No other details were provided. The head of Chile's Investigations Police said Thursday that the Department 50 unit also dismantled two Nazi espionage networks in Chile at the time. The files from 1937 to 1944 were put on display at a ceremony in the Chilean capital, and those documents are also accessible online. The FBI has arrested Saddam Mohammed Rashani on Wednesday for attempting to provide material support or resources to Islamic State. The 30-year-old resident of the Bronx was arrested after passing through security at JFK International Airport. He was attempting to board a flight for Portugal, where he would have transferred to Istanbul. Rashani's plans were uncovered when he contacted a person who was a confidential source for the FBI, and that confidential source put Rashani in contact with an undercover NYPD detective. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.